My sweet little blood bag. Are you ready to meet my creator? My sire. Shh. I am here, my sweet one, and I will protect you to the extent I can. But there are some things I will not be able to prevent. There are some rules you need to follow. Not many, but they are important. You have to be respectful at all times. This is not the time for sarcasm or snide remarks. I am a bit more forgiving when it comes to that, since I chose you. And he has no reason to. How do you say, take any shit from you? So, don't speak unless spoken to, and don't look him in the eyes unless he demands it. I recommend focusing on his shoes. That way your eyes will not drift. From what I remember, he really dislikes eye contact. From anyone, really. Unless he feels like he wants you to. He has been alive for a long time, so he probably has his reasons. You will be able to ask questions if you have any, but, again, keep them respectful, and if he dismisses a question, don't ask again. And also don't try to rephrase it in a different way. You'll see right through it. If you really are looking for an answer, I will see if I can answer it at a later date. As my sire does not like wasting his time. So, all in all, be respectful and understand that he will and can rip your throat up. No, I'm not trying to scare you. My point of doing this is telling you the reality about who we are about to face. This is not fun and games. This is about the make or break of you becoming my true companion. I will and cannot claim you fully as mine before this is done. I do not want to lose you, because we rush the steps. And we will need to leave now if we want to get there at the correct time. He despises tardiness, so we better not be late. It's better to be early. Much, much better to be early, so let's go.
Well, at least you're not late this time.
Hello, sire, isn't...
Yes. Let's just skip over the greetings. This has been a busy few days for me, and I'm tired of it all. Why are you here?
As I told you in my letter, sire, I'm here seeking permission to turn my...
Ah, yes. This whole thing. Let me take a look, then. Either you trained them very well, or you have issued a warning. Look at me, mortal. Look deep into my eyes. this.
Sire, there's no need to...
Silence. Don't worry, child. I'm merely inspecting them. Did you truly think I would not look into their mind? I wish to see your past with this mortal, and how you have spelled them. Ah, yes. Only the start, then. Interesting. Do you truly wish to be bonded with her? Not a trick of hers to get a permanent plaything? Really, no. Very interesting. Go on. Speak. Ask the questions I'm sure you're bursting to ask. My age. Really? It is all this time. You will really find no record of my birth or my turning. I'm ageless. As for my child here, her age is but a fraction of mine. When you have lived as long as I have, time has little meaning. If you... Of course you can be a vampire. Anyone turned is a vampire. That does not mean that they deserve to be one. A true vampire must be cautious and neutral at their core. We too have predators hunting us, even if the predators are the same as our meals. In the past, there have been so many of our kind, so reckless, too bold and stupid, turning others just for fun and entertainment. They upset the balance, and there needs to be balance. Keep yourself at a high standard and you're safe. Being reckless will be your doom. The same is said for feeding. Don't play with your food. It spoils the blood. If we are to stay hidden and out of sight, we need to respect that balance. There is no need for unnecessary killing. Just to feed. Make them happy and docile. The more relaxed they are, the better the blood will taste. No need to clean anything up if there is no mess left behind. Simply put, being a vampire isn't that different from being mortal. There are a few differences, but we blend in quite well. As long as you respect your status as an immortal, and understand that if we are to survive, we need sustenance. Our hearts don't beat. We don't bleed. But we do walk the earth, and we will do so for ages to come. And as such, we need to make sure the balance is there. That nature is there. It doesn't deteriorate. We all need each other to survive. If you upset the balance, I will not be forgiving. But if you keep within the lines, I will allow this union.
Thank
Silence. I do not need your thanks. There is nothing to thank me about. You are too young to know, but there was no need for you to ask for my blessing. The only times I have intervened is when things have gotten out of hand. Maybe that is the only memories you have left of me. Now, leave me, child, and take your other with you.
Well, I was not expecting that. I had a speech planned and everything. But are you okay? I guess it is finally happening then. The, you know, you and me together for eternity thing. So, we should get back. This place still creeps me out a lot. And later. Oh, this is going to be good.